talking temporary peace in the Middle East. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A Hamas delegation is in Cairo to meet with CIA officials to talk about a hostages for truce deal with Israel. Fox's Jared Halpern is in Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stressed Hamas needs to accept a ceasefire deal that would see fighting paused for several weeks and release of the hostages from Gaza. Jordan's King Abdullah, a key U.S. partner in the region, is scheduled to meet with President Biden in Washington next week. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Hamas created the situation in Gaza and is preventing a ceasefire. Consequences could be coming from Congress for colleges that have been sites of pro-Palestinian protests.
Republican lawmakers believe the federal government is slow to probe possible civil rights violations on campus. The GOP demands action. Miguel Cardona asked for an additional $22 million in this spending cycle to hire more investigators and open up additional probes. Expect that to be a flashpoint, especially after Republicans aim to trim funding for the Department of Education. The GOP also wants to slash funding for universities, which members believe fail to protect Jewish students. Universities receive more money from the federal government than from any other source. That's why the GOP is ready to curb funds bound for higher ed, as lawmakers prep spending bills for the fall.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. As student protests disrupt campuses nationwide, several major universities are intent on ensuring that commencement ceremonies go off without a hitch. Some colleges are hiring extra security, screening attendees at venues, and emphasizing that significant disruptions will not be tolerated. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The hush money trial of former President Trump has wrapped up its second week. Yesterday, a former advisor took the stand.
The week ended with former President Trump's prior campaign communications advisor, Hope Hicks, telling jurors that when allegations of an affair with Stormy Daniels were printed before the 2016 election, the former president was worried about Melania's reaction. She also said his then personal attorney, Michael Cohen, would sometimes go rogue. Jurors heard audio tapes. On one, Cohen tells Daniels' attorney that the former president wishes he had not agreed to a settlement. That attorney, Keith Davidson, told jurors that when he pushed Cohen to pay up, Cohen said he was having trouble reaching the former president, but that he would just handle the payment himself. Davidson said he would not call it hush money, but consideration, which is a legal term and not illegal. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Waterlogged Texas is bracing for more rain. 1 to 3 inches are possible this weekend.
Major flooding across southeast Texas, already triggering mandatory evacuations across the Houston metro area. And officials say it's only going to get worse with more rain on the way. Already upwards of 12 inches of rain falling across portions of Polk and Harris counties. Governor Greg Abbott issuing a disaster declaration for nearly 90 counties. Families who live on or near the East Fork of the San Jacinto River are being asked to leave their homes now if they haven't done so already. Officials expect them to lose power and running water in the coming days. I'm Nicole Valdez, Fox Weather.
The U.S. government is loosening some rules governing electric vehicle tax credits, potentially making more EVs eligible for credits up to $7,500. Automakers are also being given more time to comply with some provisions about where battery minerals can come from. I'm Pam Puso in New York, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.